9 o'clock, and here's something that's very close to our heart. It's our 702 Corporates That Care feature. It's every Wednesday, and Bongani Bingwa has been talking to people who really care about the community. Talking Tiger Brands and Eduplant today, and Eduplant is a rather unique project aimed at supplementing school feeding schemes with fresh, naturally grown produce, which helps improve nutrition. So joining us is Mary Jane Morifi, who's the Chief Corporate Affairs and Sustainability Officer at Tiger Brands. Mary Jane, hi, good morning. Welcome to 702.
Thank you. Good morning, Ray, and good morning to all of your listeners today.
I love this initiative. It's clever because a lot of kids as well, they battle with food when they go to school, and a lot of families battle to feed them. So Tiger Brands has stepped into the fore. Tell us more.
Ray, Tiger Brands has stepped into the fore because of multiple reasons, but the purpose that we have within Tiger Brands is to nourish and nurture more lives every day. And our sustainability strategy has got three pillars: health and nutrition, sustainable livelihoods, and environmental stewardship. And as a food company, what better project, strategic project, to have than one that nourishes and feeds, but in a way that is sustainable? And how can we educate the children to be able to grow food for themselves, but learn in the process of doing that?
I love it. All right, so take us through the program. How does it work? How can they grow their own food?
The program we do with in partnership with Food and Trees for Africa through the Eduplant program. And schools sign up to this program, and they set themselves, the children set themselves up into clubs, and they start vegetable gardens, food gardens. These are not just for aesthetic reasons. This is for food. And we wanted the food gardens because, believe it or not, 12 million people go to bed hungry every day. And we thought, start at the base.
Yeah.
Get people food secure by enabling them to grow their own food. And with the children at schools, they are able to supplement the Department of Basic Education school nutrition program, but also use the food gardens as a classroom out in the open. Imagine learning biology and photosynthesis, but in real life, looking at these plants.
That's so clever. That is so very clever. So what exactly is grown? Is it vegetables? Is it all the goodies, like the good foods?
They grow the good foods, the leafy greens. They grow the herbs and spices.
Nice.
They grow the things that they would be able to not only consume at the schools, but for those kids who participate, they can pick some of the spinach, some of the cabbage and the carrots and take home. But some of the schools are so successful, Ray, that they actually grow excess food that they are then able to sell to community people.
Yeah.
But what happens? There's a magic that happens. When they do this at school, the children, when they grow food and vegetables at the school, they immediately go take that home and encourage families, their own families and other community members, to grow the food. That way, we can have a multiplier effect.
I like that. I like that a lot. So they get to learn. How many schools are involved?
There are currently 300 schools that have signed up. And to create a little bit of competition among the schools, we have a national competition where there is an ultimate winner that can showcase their food garden, but they also get prizes. I mean, these kids do some amazing garden projects.
Yeah.
They set up compost heaps and use those to learn, as I said, biology. But they kind of create these gardens that not only themselves, but the parents and the communities become so proud of. And that trophy means so much to them. That the accolades that they get from being recognized by their compatriots, other schools, when they are the ultimate winners, is just a beauty to behold.
I love it. So how can the schools get involved? I mean, can you expand this more and more and more?
We would love to have every school participate. We would love to encourage other corporates actually to come into partnership with us, because Tiger Brands will not be able to cover all 21,000. I think that's how many schools we have got. But imagine if we all contributed to this and we put our efforts into helping these kids, not just grow food for themselves and their families, but also learn real life as examples of science, of becoming environmental stewards, food security. So we would also encourage other corporates to participate, and even individuals. You can adopt a school.
I would love to. Love to. Where can people see pictures? On your website, I mean, can people see pictures of big gherkins and big school projects?
Big heads of cabbages. Yes. Yes, they can see it on our website, but they can also go to the website of Food and Trees for Africa and look at the EduPlant website to see examples of some of these 300 schools, and also go and see the examples of the 32 schools that were picked as finalists, and from which the three finalists were selected.
I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Mary Jane Morifi, who's the Chief Corporate Affairs and Sustainability Officer at Tiger Brands. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, and well done. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. It was wonderful chatting to you.
What a lovely way to wrap up our show.